BBC Audio presents Ghost Stories with Christopher Lee. Four chilling tales from the BBC TV series.
Imagine, if you will, King's College, Cambridge, almost 100 years ago. Every Christmas Eve has its ritual. Those invited make their way for the appointed time. Out of the darkness, while the master waits. Montague Rhodes James, Provost of Kings, scholar, antiquary, and writer of ghost stories.
The Stalls of Barchester by M.R. James.
Recently, I was cataloguing the manuscripts in the library of Cambridge College. I reached the end of the numbered volumes on the shelves, and I asked the librarian whether there were any more papers which he thought I ought to include in my description. There was a tin box which was pulled out and dusted. Its label was faded, and on it was inscribed, "Papers of the Venerable Archdeacon Haynes, bequeathed in 1834 by his sister, Miss Letitia Haynes." I knew the name at once. I'd read his obituary in the Gentleman's Magazine years before. Archdeacon Haynes, who came to a very odd end at Barchester. Dr. Haynes, already a mature man. Thank you. Moved to Barchester with his sister in the year 1810. The office of Archdeacon had long been the object of his wishes, but his predecessor, Pulteney, refused to depart until he had attained the age of 92. About a week after the celebrations of that 92nd birthday, Dr. Haynes hurried cheerfully into his breakfast room, rubbing his hands, humming a tune. He was greeted by the sight of his sister seated in her usual place behind the tea urn, but bowed forward and sobbing unrestrainedly into her handkerchief. What is the matter? What bad news? He began. Oh, Johnny, you haven't heard. The poor dear Archdeacon. The Archdeacon? Yes. Well, what is it? Ill, is he? Oh, no. They found him on the staircase this morning. It is so shocking. It's possible. Dear, dear. Poor Pulteney. Did he have a seizure? They don't think so, said Miss Haynes. That is almost the worst thing about it. It seems to have been all the fault of that stupid maid of theirs, Jane. Dr. Haynes paused. I don't quite understand, Letitia. How was the maid at fault?
As far as I can make out, Miss Haynes, there was a stair rod missing, and she never mentioned it. And the poor Archdeacon Pulteney set his foot quite on the edge of the step.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?